a lot there. I have to make a correction here. That's what I talk about in chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I talked about receiving Jesus, receiving another Jesus. What it says specifically, and I caught myself years ago over this one. That's my one problem of pulling up these old sermons, some of these things, is we've gone past these things, or else I've seen one of my little things I made a mistake on. But it was good to hear. And the singing, well, that was fun to watch the singing, hear the singing and stuff. Those were the good days in some respects. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 11. Chapter 11, verse 4, says, "If he that cometh preacheth another Jesus." Okay, they're preaching another Jesus. That's what they're doing. "Whom we have not preached, or if he receive another spirit." I mentioned they receive another Jesus. Paul is concerned about these people. He says up there, having another, hearing from another Jesus type of thing. "We receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted." So, they're teaching another Jesus. See, they're teaching the gospel of Jesus. And that's supposed to have been taught to the Jews. That's the point here. And if that's the case, then you receive another spirit, small s. And it's because you accept another gospel. That's the procedure there. That's what's taking place today. We have people accepting Jesus' gospel to the Jews. We have people accepting Jesus' gospel to the tribulation people, to the Jews again, through Peter and James and these guys. And they're preaching teachings of Jesus to the Jews. So that's really another Jesus as far as we're concerned to the gospels. And that what we're supposed to be preached to is the risen Jesus. And if that's the case, see, these people are receiving another spirit, and that's not the Spirit of God. So this has everything to do with salvation, an honest, true salvation. It really does. And then you tie that into the Ephesians 1, where it talks about this is the gospel of your salvation. Is the King James Bible the word of truth? Yes, it's the gospel of your salvation, rightly divided. And Paul lays the foundation. He lays the risen Savior to us. And that's a huge thing for people. And I think one of the tests you can put on somebody is you can ask them, have you received another spirit? Have you learned from another Jesus? Do you accept a false gospel? Then I'd have to really have ask you to challenge your salvation. Well, they get mad at you. If somebody were to ask me or tell me that, because I follow the risen Jesus or I'm a King James guy, they try to show me where I'm wrong. That's fine. I wish they would. And I'll show them what I believe. And I don't get angry. I do not get angry. But just mention that thing to somebody else, and they get angry. What's with this anger thing? So I just wanted to clear that up a little bit. You accept another gospel. You accept a false gospel. You are being taught the teachings, another Jesus, and you receive another spirit, a different spirit. That's a serious thing. And if you don't have is it NIV the word of truth? Well, how can a book that's different from the King James Bible both be the word of truth? Then you get into this modern philosophy of God giving you the truth. See, that all went out. All that stuff, that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You learn all that stuff. No, that went out when we got a 1611 Bible printed. And he says that, 1 Corinthians 13:10. So there's so many bunny trails you can go off from this stuff that we have learned since we preached this stuff in 2009. This one sermon here, Phil gives you the whole shebang of why Paul. This is why I call it Enter Paul. And what we see people doing everything they can in church, preaching everything they can except this stuff right here. They will go to the Gospels. They will go to Peter to put the guilt on the people. They'll go to Revelation to scare you. They'll go to Hebrews to show that you need to follow and obey your pastor, the pastoral authority stuff. God will chastise you. They got to go to Hebrews, like I said, in Revelation 3. I mean, they go all these different places. Even the mid-Acts crowd, they get off of this stuff in Timothy and Titus, and they go, when does the church begin? That's their whole issue. And people love. They want their ears. Their ears are itching. And these pastors and preachers, they will tickle their ears what they want to hear. And this is stuff people don't want to hear. And it's just that simple. Philippians 4:9, where it says, you know, the things that Paul taught us. Where's this at here? Philippians 4:9. This is those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in who? Paul. You do those things, it says right there, you've got the God of peace. You're not getting the God of peace because you do those things. That's not, that's a work salvation. But doing those things, you know, that's where you get your peace from, is doing the right thing. He says, he's, I'm just winging now, rambling. He says in Titus and Timothy and stuff that Timothy and Titus made people happy when they showed up. Gave them comfort. Because these people will hear that they're doing the right thing. They're wearing the right clothes. They're talking the right way. They're good, you know. They enjoy that. There's comfort in knowing. Wouldn't we get comfort if Jesus told you, oh, you're doing a life that pleases me. That gives you a comfort. Even though you're struggling and getting hassled and people hate you for it, people are trying to deny you of that kind of a life, parents, family, friends, workers, the whole spiel. If Jesus told you, oh, you're doing a good job, you're trying, and you like it, well, that's what he tells us. When we read Timothy and Titus, that's what he tells us. We get comfort from those guys, even though we're hassled for it today. There's so much in this is the riches of understanding. Is when you start to realize, like he says here, I'm just rambling, I love this stuff. For he says, consider what I say as Paul. And the Lord gives you understanding in all things. I mean, you study Paul's books, you will know what's going on today. You write and divide that Bible, you know exactly what's going on today. Fantastic stuff. I'll just be quiet. This is fantastic stuff. And then beginning, we had the singing, you know. I think some of the sermons on in 2009 have a lot of the congregational singing beforehand. My wife on organ and me playing the piano and Jimmy on guitar sometimes. And maybe sometimes his wife would come and play the, what would she play, the dulcimer? No, the, what would she play? She'd play the mandolin and then Patience on the flute. And we just had a good time. And to preach this stuff. Anyway, the notes are there for you. Mark your Bible up. There's the stuff to know. And, yes, it's Romans 16:26. That's another one that I messed up in there. I said 6:25:26. It's 16:25 and 26.